Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy continues to defy the experts. The advance estimate for the fourth quarter of 2023 shows the gross domestic product rising at an annual rate of 3.3%, lower than the quarter before, but stronger than what most analysts had been expecting. Jobless claims rose last week as well, due mostly to layoffs in the media and technology sectors. The FAA clearing the way to put Boeing's 737 MAX 9 planes back in the air following inspections.
The FAA is basically saying that this design, door plugs are not new. They believe that this design is actually safe. They believe right now that this may be a quality control issue at these factories before these planes ever get to the airlines to begin with. So that's what they're going to be looking at very, very closely right now, quality control.
That's ABC Transportation Correspondent Gio Benitez. Donald Trump in a New York courtroom, part of the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. He's already been found liable of sexual assault and of defaming the columnist who accused him of it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are complaining Republicans are in such a hurry to pass new legislative maps that the public hasn't had a chance to look at them closely. Assembly Speaker Robert Voss says Republicans aren't to blame.
We didn't set the process. That was determined by the court. They put this super expedited timeline together and said you must act by these dates. It wasn't us.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. President Biden is in Wisconsin today to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Biden is in Superior, where $1 billion from Washington is paying for replacing a major bridge to Duluth. The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law is paying for road and bridge repairs across the nation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. It's foggy again today in northeast Wisconsin, and it's expected to stay that way for the next few days. Fog is just a cloud that forms on the ground. It forms when the air gets saturated. Fog not only makes it hard to see when you're driving, but the moisture it leaves behind can get slippery when it freezes. Current fog conditions are expected to persist until the snowpack melts or there's a big change in wind direction. Green Bay's Office of Violence Prevention is hiring. Violence interrupters will be in touch with people at risk in order to help prevent violent retaliations. The office was formed last March and spent last year working with police departments to gather information necessary to implement a gun violence strategy. Police Chief Chris Davis says the OVP deserves some of the credit for last year's 13% drop in crime in Green Bay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 126-116 win over the visiting Cavaliers. Giannis with 35 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and was asked for his reaction that the team had fired head coach Adrian Griffin.
For a coach like Griffin, I think from day one, was everything was about togetherness. We're human. It hurts.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Adrian is a great person. Brought a lot to the franchise. We're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the time that we had with him. But we also believe that we had an opportunity now. The team itself had changed from when we hired him, and we felt like we had an opportunity to improve and to get better.
College basketball, Marquette down to DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh leaving after winning the national championship. He's returning to the NFL as head coach of the LA Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with some rain, maybe a little freezing rain, even a few snowflakes at times. Our high 35 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, some freezing rain. Foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country.
Early Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You know, you can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was just talking about, you know, where we are. And this divided red and blue nation is horrible. It almost appears to be unfixable. And I said before we went to break, and I'm going to go right to the phone lines, that there is some hope on the horizon, but it doesn't lie with my generation. It actually lies with Calvin's generation. And, you know, it's always been younger people who are able to understand that these things that divide us the way they do, come on, man, they're not that important. They really aren't. And really, the older we get, the more we realize that we should realize that those things that have divided us and continue to divide us really don't amount to a whole hill of beans when you get to a point in your life where you look at the important things. That's the bees, the birds, and the bees. And the sun, the flowers, the air, you know. That's what's important. Not these things. A range of stark public disagreements over criminal law issues have fed the secession movement. Consider obvious examples such as abortion, decriminalization of marijuana, stand your ground statutes, the death penalty, and concealed carry laws. Are red and blue values so fundamentally different that we ought to recognize a reality in which there exists red codes and blue codes? Ridiculous. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you for holding on. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I'm going to pull a line from Ron Johnson and tell all these anti-American, anti-patriarch people, that if you don't like the way the United States is being run or the way it's been run for, I don't know how many hundreds of years, you can go or move somewhere else.
Cindy, you wish it could be that easy. But, you know, we're caught in this trap where, you know, there's this dividing line and people can't communicate. It's not just the Congress that's not working and can't work. It's the American people. You know, that we can't seem to communicate to a degree that provides a future for our nation. So it's incumbent upon the young people. And they're doing some great things. We're going to talk about that as we move forward with the show. Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, you know that I was born and raised in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And I raised my daughter in Milwaukee as well. And I know some of these great people who are doing great things in the city of Milwaukee because my daughter went to Riverside High School.
Yeah, well, young people are doing great things all over this country. We're going to talk about it, but go ahead.
They're fantastic. And my daughter is now doing wonderful things down in Kenosha. The thing that differs between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party right now as it stands is that we taught our children how to love one another. We taught our children humanity. And what it appears to me as far as Republican side is they taught them to name call, hate, and that the only thing that's important is power and money. And I think that if we really sat down and talked about it, this would be the problem. Because our kids don't have fear of the unknown. Our kids go out and help one another. I don't know if you realize in Kenosha, the Shalom, people who are connected with Shalom last night went out from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning to check on the people who were living, the homeless who were living on the street, to make sure that they were all right. Now, I think that takes a lot of guts, and I think that takes a lot of stamina.
Yeah, it takes a lot of humanity. It takes a lot of humanity. Go ahead.
Right. And so that's why I applaud these kids. I applaud you, because it is something that our generation would have done, too, if we were young at that time. We marched across the bridges. We marched for civil rights, to treat people one-on-one as an equal and not, and I see this tearing apart, but this is when you're isolated. These kids were isolated in the suburbs, and they did not get to know the things that we actually got to know and taught our children about humanity. And that is, unfortunately, the difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And when I told you to read that book about the long emancipation, Lincoln was a nice man. I give him credit for that. But it was the people themselves, the slaves themselves, who emancipated themselves. Hey. And in the end of the book, you'll read about the Civil War and how the slaves came out of these plantations and went to the Union lines and gave their services.
Susan.
And especially the women.
I wish I had more time for that. But what I'll say to you and the listening audience is Black History Month is next month, and I've got a young man who has traveled the state of Wisconsin. He's a griot. Name is Reggie Jackson, who's going to come in, and we're going to talk, you know, about the very thing that you're just talking about. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I am going to disagree with you in part. I do believe that our youth are going to play a major role in correcting some of the errors that we have in our present.
Historically, they always have.
Yes, but I do invite you to not let older folks off the hook. We have a role to play in cleaning up some of the problems that's occurring in our society right now. To be perfectly honest, baby boomers and our Generation X, we should have been more assertive in fighting for closing that that wealth gap. And we dropped the ball. So we just can't put all of the work on our youth. We have to be engaged in the process as well. We really need to step up to the plate and really try to provide our children with a more stable legacy. That's all that I
want. Well, Cassandra, before you go, I'm talking, you know, about this divide. And idealism is fine, but we can't talk to each other. You're my generation. I divided down the line with progressives and Republicans, or Democrats and Republicans. And that is at the root of what has damaged this nation. And we can't talk to each other. And so you're in my generation. We should be fixing it, but we can't talk to each other, because we are so separated by idealism or by our political affiliations. And so we are looking right now at young people. I'm going to keep repeating it. 1 in 10 attempting suicide. And you're in my generation can't even address that. We won't even look at that. Young people in our generations, these young people dying in the streets, fentanyl overdoses, all those things. And you and I can't fix it. The wealth gap. The average baby boomer is worth $1 million. The average Generation X is worth $100,000. We can't fix that. We should be able to, and yes, it's our responsibility. But Cassandra, show me where I should be encouraged that we're going to make that happen.
Earl, all I have to say is, baby boomers and Generation X, we have an obligation to help our youth. We can't just sit back and say, you know, we are having difficulty communicating with these people. We must try to make a better world for the next generation.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, I agree, but show me what is happening. I'm sorry. You know, I'm out here every day. I'm one who does that with my life, and I don't see enough of us doing that.
You take care.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
As a nation, this is my country.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Earl, thanks for taking my call. I really do appreciate it, and looking forward to hearing Senator Johnson on, because where we are today, I agree with you, we're more divided than ever. I wanted to talk to you about, the way you speak about President Trump.
Go ahead.
The way the Democrats.
Go ahead.
Well, because, when you speak of him, our world's on fire underneath President Biden. No country was being invaded during Donald Trump. 13 soldiers weren't lost in Afghanistan. And I appreciate you allowing me, but we got college presidents who couldn't speak against, what anti-Semitism. Dr. Gay was finally fired.
Hey, CJ, racism, just hold the thought. Just hold the thought. On university campuses, people have freedoms of speech, right? All over the nation, right?
You're okay, but you're going to defend Dr. Gay.
Hey, I
with
said
what she said.
Hey, CJ.
Are you defending what she said?
CJ, we live in
Harvard.
We live in America. From the time I was a little boy, I was told that in America, Americans have freedom of speech, that people have lost their lives. We've sent young boys and girls to die all over the world for freedom of speech. And now I hear from people like you and others who want to take away that freedom of speech. That includes even Nazis who are allowed to come on campuses as they just did in Oshkosh. Here in the state of Wisconsin recently, because of freedom of speech, but you and others want to take that away. It's not against the law. You can't pick and choose, what freedoms we want to give to people, and that's what is happening in this country right now. People want to pick and choose what freedom of speech people have. Go ahead.
The anti-Semitic statements, the questioning of Dr. Gay, you are actually going to defend her responses.
Put the
word African-Americans in the word instead of Jews in the statements that Dr. Gay was questioned about, and you tell me you're going to defend that.
Hey, CJ.
That sickens my heart.
Hey, CJ. Well, let me say this about it sickening your heart. as an African American who's lived in America for now 70 years, you know, some of the things that have been said in my lifetime and continue to be said, people have had freedoms to do that. It's not against the law because we live in America. So you can, you know, be as demonstrative as you want to be. It doesn't change the fact that freedoms in this nation are that. And just because you and others want to pick and choose and change what those freedoms are is unacceptable. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go. I want to go back to Cassandra before we move forward. Cassandra, you got the call.
Thank you for taking my call again. I just wanted to call in and correct some of the statements that CJ made about Dr. Gray, because I do work in academia. First thing first about Dr. Gray's statement, Elise Stefanik, the person who had interviewed her on the House committee, she had asked yes and no questions. The framing of the questions was presented in a way that it was difficult to truly elaborate on her answers. So that's the first thing we have to consider. Number two, something that the media just has not reported accurately. Dr. Gray had implemented a task force in order to educate individuals, the student body or the Harvard community, on the situation in Israel. And the task force included subject matter experts in both Israel from the Jewish perspective and also from the Palestinian perspective. So there was an attempt on her part to provide balanced information to the college community. And in her interview before the House committee, that information did not get out. And then the third issue that I wanted to bring up, everyone kept saying that Dr. Gray received her position or was appointed to her position because she was a Black female and she was unqualified.
And gay.
Well, no,
I'm just saying that's what they were said, but go ahead.
Yeah, but nothing further from the truth. If you look at her publication record, it's true she does not have a book, but she published in the most prestigious, high-rank publications in the field of sociology and political science. Her record, based upon the ranking of the scholarship articles, far exceeded some of the other presidents who had been appointed
to
that position.
She was run out of town. These are the things that we're talking about. You know yourself, you're on a campus. She was run out of town. She was lied on. And these lies continue to this day. So CJ and others can call in and talk about something they know nothing about and just little snippets of what they got. And that woman will face and what she got was just not fair, just inequitable. It's safe to say that, right?
Yes, and they are focusing on her race and on her gender and to suggest that she was not qualified. She was highly qualified if you look at her publication record.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin says it will take years and more federal money to get the UW system back in the black. President Jay Rothman told a WisPolitics gathering in Milwaukee yesterday that campuses are still spending more money than they take in. Rothman did not rule out more layoffs or furloughs. He says he hopes to eliminate campus deficits by 2028. Healthcare in rural western Wisconsin will get more challenging after two major hospitals and several clinics close this spring. The AARP's Jim Flaherty says telehealth helps, but many places lack enough broadband.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Flaherty says he supports efforts to boost rural broadband. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Oshkosh police are looking into a recent rash of damage and thefts to Hyundai and Kia vehicles. The Oshkosh Police Department says it's looking into several reports of damaged vehicles and auto thefts. In the meantime, police are offering some advice to vehicle owners. Park your car in a well-lit area near a surveillance camera or in locked garages. Lock your car doors and keep your keys with you at all times. Wisconsin transportation officials are getting feedback from people who live next to Interstate 41 about building sound barriers along the freeway. It's part of plans to expand I-41 between De Pere and Grand Chute starting in April. People who live in the Warner Creek condominiums told the DOT the other night that the interstate is already loud and adding two lanes will only make it louder. People in the affected area have until February 23rd to vote on their wishes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks beat the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 126-116 win over the visiting Cavaliers. Giannis with 35 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists, and was asked for his reaction that the team had fired head coach Adrian Griffin.
For a coach like Griffin, I think from day one was everything was about togetherness. We're human. It hurts.
Bucks GM John Horst.
Adrian is a great person, brought a lot to the franchise. We're thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the time that we had with him. But we also believe that we had an opportunity now. The team itself had changed from when we hired him, and we felt like we had an opportunity to improve and to get better.
College basketball, Marquette down to Paul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host the Michigan State Spartans tomorrow night. Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh leaving after winning the national championship. He's returning to the NFL as head coach of the LA Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy, with areas of fog continuing as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. Mist turns to spotty showers and rain ramps up tonight, with near a quarter of an inch expected. As temperatures flirt with the freezing mark by tomorrow, expect slippery stretches. Right now, 33 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Mm-hmm.
once I live a life of a millionaire. Spending my money, honey, oh, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time. Drinking that good gin, champagne and wine. Oh, just as soon as my money got low, couldn't find my friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I believe I'll hold on to the eager grin. Call the fun, nobody wants you when you're down. Nobody wants you when you're down.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Man, I'm just enjoying music, Calvin. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing? Bill. All right, we'll come back to Bill. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate
Thank you for listening.
You know, I think
go ahead.
Probably the most important thing today in 2024 for we the peeps is to try to remain open-minded, try to look at both sides of the arguments, and then, you know, sift through the weeds and come to your own conclusion. I've been listening to your program for a few months now. I was recently introduced to it, and I love it. You're going to hear a lot more from me going in the future.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, when I'm listening to MAGA diehards like CJ, that's what's sickening to the heart. You know, when you have literally hundreds of Republican leaders, if you will, whether it's Bill Barr or others who are outright defending the election as being good and sound, that the American people spoke and the right guy won. You know, but yet here we are all this time later, and we have this group of maggots that continue to ignore. I don't care if it's Mitt Romney. You can go on and on. To disrespect grand juries across the nation, and there are plural that have found problems with Donald Trump. And yet, again, they still are kowtowing to Donald Trump's every whim. I don't understand, quite frankly. And like you were saying earlier, a divided nation will not stand. So I want freedom from the lies, from the BS that we have been fed from the extreme right MAGA group for all these years, starting with birtherism, coming all the way to today. If you look at it, it's at the core of this divisiveness that we're at. It's the lies that are being perpetrated by the maggot group. And you know, here we have another job that reports that's strong. We have homicide and violent crimes going down. We have great unemployment numbers. Wage growth is exceeding inflation. Our inflation is under control, much, much better than most other places of the world. But yet, here we are arguing about what is real and what isn't. That's what's sickening in my heart.
You know, Mike, I can't disagree with anything you said, man. I honestly can't. And thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Good morning, Al. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. I hope our friend on the right is listening. How dare he tear down education? Because all Republicans hate education. They don't want educated voters. Yet he defends a guy with 91 felonies, including convictions, 26 sexual assaults, including convictions, 11 bankruptcies that are a matter of record, 2 impeachments, matter of record, and yet that's the best he can defend? You've got to be kidding me, CJ. What are you listening to other than Fox? Because you just repeat Newsmax and Fox by the sentence. I watch it too, CJ, just to find out how out of touch, radical, extremism, obstructionism they are. They will do anything to bring this country down unless they're in charge. Wake up, CJ. Drink some different coffee. Smoke a different cigarette because you're not on the right brand. Thanks and have a good day.
Hey, Bill, tell us how you really feel. Thank you very much for that call. Let me get to this real quick because I wanted to get to this, before we run out of time. And this is a story in today's The Nation. And what it is entitled is "We Underestimate Young People." That's a mistake. Younger generations are out there leading the way towards justice in a fashion that they seldom get credit for. Calvin, this is talking about your generation. And let me read a couple paragraphs. All Americans owe them a debt for, if nothing else, releasing the idealism locked so long inside a nation that has not recently tasted the drama of a social upheaval, and for making us look on young people of the country with a new respect. That's how Howard Zinn opened his book, The New Abolitionist, about student nonviolent coordinating committee of the 1960s, which I remember. Zinn pointed out a truth from the black freedom struggles of that era and earlier, that young people were often labeled aloof and apathetic, apolitical, and uncommitted. Until suddenly they were at the very forefront of justice struggles for themselves and for the larger society. Connected to that truth is the reality that in the history of social change movements in the United States and globally, young people must invariably find themselves in the lead. I remember first reading The New Abolitionist in 1990s when I was a college student and activist. I had grown weary of hearing older people complain about the inactivities of my generation, decrying why we weren't more involved in the social issues of the day. Of course, even then, such critiques came in the face of mass protests, often led by young against the first Iraq war, launched by President George Herbert Walker Bush, and Republican contract with America, which is really was a contract on America, and the right wing's family values movement. Such assertions about the apathy of youth were young people were waging fights for marriage equality, the protection of abortion, and pushing back against the attack on immigrants, as well as holding mass marches like the Battle for Seattle at the World Trade Organization's meetings, as well as protests at the Republican National Convention of 2000, and much more. And if it was true that in the 1990s and 2000s, young people were much less complacent than was recognized at the time, it's even truer to the nth degree in the case of the millennials and Generation Zs today. Younger generations are out there leading the way towards justice in a fashion that they seldom get credit for. Let me suggest, I'll read this last paragraph, a start that we simply chuck out the sort of generationalist generalizations about millennials and Generation Z that pepper the media today, that those younger generations spend too much money on avocado, toast and Starbucks when they should be buying real estate or paying down their student loans. Accused of doing everything through social media, it's an unrecognized and unappreciated reality of the century that young people have been showing up in remarkable fashions, leading the way in on-the-ground movements to ensure Black Lives Matter, dealing with vividly with the unrushing horror of climate change, as well as continued conflict and war, not to speak of defending economic justice and living wages, abortion access, LGBT rights, and more. Take, for instance, the greatest social upheaval of the past 5 years, the uprising that followed the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, with Black Lives Matter protests being staged in staggering numbers of communities, many of which had never hosted such an action before. Those marches and rallies, led many mainly by teenagers and young adults, may have been the broadest wave of protests in American history. And yes, when you look at what is happening in our nation today, and you see the people who are at the forefront of those rallies, I don't care if it's climate, I don't care if it's police brutality, I don't care if it's the homeless, I don't care if it's dealing with the poorest of our nation, it is led by young people. Historically, it has always, this is me speaking now, it has always been young people who have stepped up to challenge and try to right the wrong of our nation. Something happened, because when we start talking about those 60s, that was our generation when we were young. And we were protesting the Vietnam War. And we were protesting militarism in our nation. How soon people forget. It is amazing to me how soon we forget. And now many of us want to point our fingers at those same young people who see the world through a different prism than we did, or than we do now. That was us. Look at the changes we brought forth, our generation, by pushing back on those before us and their views on things. Had it not been for our generation marching and pushing back on the Vietnam War, where would we have been? If it wasn't for our generation pushing back on the civil rights issue of this nation, where would we have been? It wasn't through the elders, it was through the young people. The young people are doing the exact same thing right now. And many of us are saying they're out of their place. So while we're not complaining about climate change, Calvin and his generation is at the forefront of that. And while we're not complaining about the income disparities in this nation, Calvin and his generation are the ones who are out on the front line fighting. The fight for change is done through the young. And this young generation, they're warriors. That's what young people are. And they're built for that. And we have to do everything within our power to support them because they're right. 844-967-2789. We'll get to the phone lines after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Friend, I'm telling you to find out if you haven't got any. But just let you get up on your feet again. Here they all come telling you, boy, that you're a long-lost friend. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. Let me tell you about it. Nobody wants you. Ah, nobody wants you now. Down and out. Down and out.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by our world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw,
W.A. minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. And man, I don't know where the time goes. It goes too fast. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. I say that guys like CJ and a couple of your other so-called conservative callers in are simply repeating a lot of the stuff that you see on Fox News and Newsmax, and they misstate, they misinform, they misdirect, and those networks just plain lie to reinforce the prejudices of those who are slavishly following them. They're getting brainwashed. I don't know if there is an answer, you know, to reasonably talking to these people, because all you hear back are these talking points, which are not true. The world's on fire. Yeah, it was when Trump was in office and we were losing, I don't know how many troops every day in Afghanistan. Open borders. No, we've never had open borders in this country. Instead of whining, the Republicans actually need to do something, like as a start, take the $14 billion that Biden and administration offered to beef up the border security. But no, why would they do that? Because it doesn't play to their base to have actually done something. They just want to stir up fear, anger, hatred among their acolytes. You know, I think some of these people that have been so angry for so long, it's got to be exhausting. I cannot imagine continuously for over 3 years being angry and hating hating Biden.
Hey Jack.
What did Biden ever do?
Jack, no. I wish I had more time, but lines are full. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Tom, quickly.
Hi, Earl. I'll try to make it quick. First off, like Tom from LA keeps saying, we got to get money out of politics. We got to get money out of media. We need to bring back the fairness doctrine that Republican Reagan decided to get rid of. That was the beginning of the end. They are playing a long game here, and this is right in their plan. They knew it was going to take years, but they're getting there. The other thing is, when we talk about how today's youth are now, you know, the ones who are going to lead this battle, I've been hearing that for years, that the youth are going to do this. Now, the youth got old and turned into what we have now. So what happened? How does that happen? How did they go from I brought this up a couple weeks ago, from the Vietnam people who were protesting against all that, to being who they are now? with trying to take everyone's rights away, trying to control everything. That was exactly the opposite of what they were fighting for.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, but you get it. You got the right answer. Thank you very much for the call. Eric from Tulsa. Hey, Eric, what's happening? Eric. Okay, we'll come back to Eric. Steven, quickly.
I just wanted to say that was beautifully written and beautifully stated, and I'm glad you read that for everyone to hear. Just quickly to reply to Tom from West Allis, what are we doing as younger people to, you know, change
No, Tom. Tom was actually
country?
Tom was actually talking about my generation and what happened to us, you know, as people who were like your generation, and then all of a sudden we changed. That's what he was referring to. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, our generation is trying our darndest to change things, but the thing that your generation can do to help is these younger people that are running for office and trying to get elected, help them out and get them into office so we have some fresh new ideas in office.
You know, Stephen, it's true. This is your world now. This is Calvin's world. It's not ours anymore. Thank you very much for the call. Eric from Tulsa. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Earl, I'm back. Yeah, sorry, I had you on mute.
No, you're fine.
Again, you know, President Biden had nothing to do with anything to do with Dr. Gay. That hearing was a setup, and Representative Glory Hound of New York, you know, was setting her up, and she stepped down because the white supremacist got a hold of her past writings and claimed she had plagiarized some of her papers, not at all because of her House testimony. But beyond that, a lot of these people have said kind of what I was thinking about the youth growing up and then facing that pressure, you know, the competition in the workplace, pressure from the friends, family, and neighbors to protect their own, you know, to hell with the folks that don't look, live, love, or worship like yourself. You know, it's my way or the highway in a sense, but when really it's a matter of, you know, without incentive, it goes back to the HR 40 I talked about, because as these folks are growing older, they don't know the truth. They're still believing the fairy tales. And when that pressure comes, they sort of lend back into, you know, willful ignorance, you know, intolerance and hate, much like some of your callers you hear all the time. And when they say what happened, it's what didn't happen, which is, again, we haven't moved past this whole, you know, history. We play denial of it, and we deny that it ever happened, that everybody should be fine, and what's the problem? You know, I don't see it, but that's because we're failing to see it again.
Eric, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, you got the last of it. Quickly.
Yeah, Earl, I hope the younger generation does not get bamboozled by a figure like an Antichrist Ronald Reagan, because that actually was the kickoff to where it is that this is that the past 40 years have gone. And I'd ask your callers to ask yourself truly, if you have a party and that party says that their strategy is to implement divide and conquer, how it is that that's the United States. Also, Medicaid expansion and the Republican Party not taking Medicaid.
Hey, Tom, we got to go, man. Thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Time flies. Up next, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach with Mattner on Air. Calvin, as always, thank you. Really appreciate it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. for listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm